Good morning, Harmony. Welcome. The last Sunday of every month, we do a more acoustic, introspective, and mellow service. So feel free to stay seated, sing along. If you feel like standing, you're more than welcome to do so. But we just encourage you to worship in the way that you see fit.
When you move, darkness runs for cover. When you move, no one's turned away. 'Cause where you are, fear turns into praise. And where you are, no heart's left unchanged.
So come move.
So come move. Let justice roll on like a river. Let worship turn into
of our guest speaker was move. And I think that's such an important message to ask the Spirit to move in your life. Know that this is a move in this room. So whatever lyrics you are inspired by and blessed by, please feel free to sing out.
Mountains are still being moved, and strongholds are still being loosed. And God, we believe it, and yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. and bodies are still being embraced, and giants are still being slayed. And God, we believe, and yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do.
We are here.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Set our
hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move.
Still being raised,
and bodies are still being raised, giants are still being slain. God, we believe it, and yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do.
About to move. you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So like the rain come drench us in love, and let your glory rush in like a flood. And we are fixed on this one thing, to know your goodness and see your glory. We're transformed by this one thing, to know your presence and see your beauty.
I can see it now.
I can see it now. Your kingdom come. I can hear it now, the sounds of heaven. You said that if we ask, we'll receive. We are asking for the greater measure. So like the rain, come drench us in love, and let your glory rush in like a flood.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Good morning, Harmony.
There we go.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this morning. And Lord, I just pray you move me out the way right now, Father God, and somebody hears a word from you. In your mighty name do I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, growing up in Oklahoma, especially in high school, life was rough. Amen. Woo, really rough. But there was one part especially that I loved more than anything, and that was the school assembly. Oh, we would all migrate together, all the students, and we would get into the gym, and we would hear from student athletes and the honor students, and there was even special announcements. There was one announcement in junior, when I was a junior, that changed our world forever. They said, and I quote, "We could leave campus to go to lunch." What? If you want 2,000 young people to stand up and cheer for 2 minutes, tell them that they don't have to have Mystery Meet Wednesdays anymore. Oh my God, it was so amazing. It was so cool. Now, I will say I didn't have a license or a car back then, so I was still having Mystery Meet Wednesdays, but that's okay. I was just so excited for everybody else. But the best part of the school assembly, hands down the best part of the school assembly, was our Broken Arrow Tiger cheerleaders. They were so cool. Oh, they were so cool. They would come up with all this pep and spirit, and they were ready to go, and we were all excited. And their coach would talk about each one and how hard they had worked the whole school season. And right before they were about to do their routine, she would look at them. She'd look back at y'all. She'd look at them, and she'd go, "Sell it." She'd walk off. And it was so cool. It was with their flips and their moves and their dancing, and I could do none of it, but it was so cool. And I think that's what I was sort of drawn to, was just their joy and their pep and their movement and their excitement. So I have decided this morning that I'm going to create my own cheerleading squad for you all to inspire you all this morning. Amen? Amen. Now, in today's scripture, we hear from Jesus. He lets us know that we are supposed to be the salt of the earth, a light upon a lampstand. And if it's all right with you all, I'm going to focus on the light portion of the passage. Now, I'm going to call my first cheerleader. Is that all right? All right. Now, it should be no surprise who I'm going to call, because I said if y'all let me come back, and look at y'all, you did, I would mention her in my next sermon. So come here, woman with the issue of blood. Now, I know what some of y'all are thinking. Andrew, why is she on your squad? Well, what I need you to understand, what I need you to know, that back in her day and right now in 2020, the devil is busy. He is on the warpath. He likes to attack. He is crafty. Better yet, he's a crafter. What? You see in verse 15, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. I'm here to tell you that the devil made that basket. He weaves fear and shame and comparison, and he puts you right under, so you're hidden away, can't even be seen. My goodness gracious. Now, the same thing almost happened to the woman with the issue of blood. You see, others tried to cover her up in a basket. Mark 5, 25 and 26, this is from the Common English Bible, says it like this. A woman was there who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a lot under the care of many doctors and had spent everything she had without getting any better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Maybe there's somebody here in that same situation. You, like her, are only known by your condition or your past situation and not by your name. Maybe it's depression, anxiety, financial insecurity, past love choices, not what your purpose is, not what that light God put inside you to shine. I'm going to ask Courtney and Namona to come up real quick for me. You know I love a skit. I was reading some commentary about the woman with the issue of blood, and you can be Jesus, you can be Peter, you're welcome. I'll be the one with the issue of blood. And I was reading this commentary, and the commentator said that you guys are sort of turned this way, right? And remember, you know, you could turn, yeah, makes it perfect. And remember that they're going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, remember? So they're going to, and they, tons of people around. And the commentary that I was reading said the woman with the issue of blood was sort of like in like the Bourne Identity or something. She was really like secretive and spyish about it. And she just sort of walked by and brushed against Jesus and got her healing. And I was like, huh, she just brushed by and got her healing? Like, I don't know if, because the way I read it, 12 years and you're sick, 12 years you go to doctor after doctor after doctor, 12 years you don't get better, you actually get worse, 12 years and you spend all your money, now you're broke. I don't know if I would just be able just to walk and just brush on by and get my blessing. Instead, if I, again, hearsay, it's not in the Bible, don't quote me, but what I envisioned was that the woman with the issue of blood was maybe a little more trepidatious. Maybe she was a little more nervous. She was like, you know, I shouldn't even be out and about. Someone's gonna spot me and see who I am, and then they're gonna think I'm contagious and I'm not. And, oh, there's Sheila, let me get low, okay, maybe if I can, oh, Jesus is right there. Okay, yeah, there's all these people, so he's blocked. If I can, no, I can't do it. I should just go home. And you know, I haven't been feeling that well anyways. And you know what, I'm gonna turn around. I'm just gonna turn, oh, gosh, there's Sheila again. Oh my goodness, she has such a big blabber mouth. She's gonna tell everybody that I'm here. So if I could just, but I really need this healing, and I don't even know if it'll work. I tried everything else, but I just feel like I gotta maybe just try this one last thing because I heard that he healed others, and maybe he could heal me. And I don't know. Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, I wasn't begging for change, but I am broke, so I'll take it. And okay, well, maybe if I could just, maybe he won't see me. If I could just get to him, maybe if I could just get to him, maybe if I could just, oh, I'm so tired and I'm so weak, but I got a little bit of light left in me. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, maybe I could be healed. Maybe if I could just get to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Peter. You guys are great. And I know what some of y'all are saying. Hey, Andrew, I believe just like the woman with the issue of blood, but I'm still sick. And what I'm here to tell you is that maybe God is healing you in a different way. Amen. Maybe it's because he's giving you patience so that way you can walk through all those painful memories of your past exes, and maybe with a little therapy you can figure out the triggers and get some tools, and then you'll be ready for your Boaz or for your lady, whatever the case, the Boaz equivalent, there you go. or maybe God is giving you the motivation to look at your finances and really get serious here in 2020 about doing better and saving your money and making a difference and being able maybe to put a little something in the joy box. Hey, there you go, time to time. Or maybe, just maybe, the healing is different in that God gives you his love. And so in spite of your anxiety or your depression, you know better than that's not all who you are. Yes, I have depressive moments, but that's not all who I am. And yes, I get anxious sometimes, but that's not all I am. You see, there's a light in me that I need to shine. You see, there's a light in me that the world needs. He told me there's a light in me. He put a light in me. Do you mind if I call another squad member? Do you mind? All right. Come here, Peter. Come on, Peter. Hey, Peter is on my squad because he, like you, are being obedient. You are following the Lord, shining brightly, but that old devil, he don't like that. No. You see, Peter was shining and what? Oh. I get it. You're like, Andrew, Peter, really? cut a man's ear off, Peter. Denounced Jesus 3 times, Peter. Fell asleep while Jesus was praying, Peter. Tried to walk on water, got scared and almost drowned, Peter. Yeah, yes, that same Peter. Yes, he's on my squad because you see, God doesn't need you to be perfect, just willing to shine your light. That one's for me. Don't gotta be perfect. Just gotta shine your light. So Peter was willing and shining his light, and others started to ask him, why do you shine like that? wait a second, is there a basket on me? Is that why I can't shine like that? I want to shine like you. And the higher-ups, the powers that be, didn't like Peter doing all of that shining. And so in Acts 12, 5, and 6, it says it like this. After capturing Peter, Herod had thrown him into prison with 16 soldiers in squads of four to guard him. Herod wanted to bring Peter to trial in front of the people, but after Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was praying very hard to God for him. The night before Herod was going to bring Peter to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. His hands were bound with two chains. I always giggle because I think of the rapper. that's only for some of y'all. Okay, that's all right. Let me keep it moving. And guards were in front of the door. They were watching the prison. Anybody else in a job or maybe in a family situation or whatever the case may be, and you're obeying the Lord, you are obeying God, and yet you feel imprisoned, yet you feel chained. Well, you, just like Peter, might feel that blame. The blame is always coming on you, falling on you. Now, poor Peter was in trouble, and maybe right now you are in trouble, and you just don't know how you're going to get out of it. You just don't know how you're going to get free. But my Bible says in Acts 12, 7 and 10, suddenly an angel of the Lord stood near Peter, and his cell was filled with light. The angel nudged Peter's side and woke him up and said, "Hurry, get up." At that moment, the chains fell from Peter's hands. The angel told him, "Put your shoes on, get ready to go." Peter did this. Then the angel told him, "Put your coat on and follow me." Peter followed the angel out of the cell. He didn't realize that what the angel was doing was actually happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guard post and came to the iron gate that led into the city. The gate opened by itself for them. So they went outside and up the street. The angel suddenly left Peter. Okay, first off, we need to look at that first word of verse 7, suddenly. Suddenly, somebody got it over here. Suddenly, I like that. Suddenly, I need someone who's feeling like Peter right now, shackled up and incarcerated in a bunch of mess, to know that God can show up for you suddenly. There you go. Come on, choir. Amen, amen, amen. I really like that. I like that suddenly. What you thought was your ending is actually your testimony. Suddenly. Now, one more part about Peter. How did the angel show up? With light. His cell was filled with light. What I love about God is that he'll never let you do something alone. He will always give you an example. Yeah. Here we are being instructed to be the light, and he shows up in a light with a rescue. John 9 and 5 says like this, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." So if Jesus is the light of the world, and we know that 1 John 4, 4 says, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." Carry the 4 minus 3. That's right, we're the light. That's right. Okay, I got it. Okay, makes sense. No baskets here. I've got to shine for God. Do you mind if I call one more squad member? Do you mind? Just one more. You don't mind? Oh, you guys are so great. Thank you. Come here, Saul. Andrew, which one? You guessed it, Saul to Paul. Hey. See, we've been talking about sustaining our light, being a light when others and circumstances try to cover us up. But what if you're the basket? Ooh. Oh, I took it there. Yes, I did. My God, today. How many of you have hurt somebody? You don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise it for you. Maybe physically, sorry to my brothers and sisters. I was young. I didn't know any better. maybe emotionally. Anybody in the house knew that they were doing God's will and just had to tell somebody, brother, I say this in love, but God is not pleased with what you're doing, and he told me to tell you that you need to fix it because you can't be walking into this house of the Lord acting the way that you're doing with your shorts on. You wore shorts to... Basket. Yeah. Maybe you found your allegiance to power trumped your allegiance to God. I'll say it again. Somebody caught it, but not everybody. Maybe you found your allegiance to power trumped your allegiance to God. Oh, a few more, got it. Maybe you found your allegiance to power trumped your allegiance to God. Then you, my friends, just like myself, have been a basket. I told you earlier how crafty the devil is. He weaves the baskets with fear, shame, and comparison. Guess what? He can also weave it with power, prestige, and prejudice. That's what happened to Saul. You see, he thought being a bounty hunter of Christians was the best path for him. What fear he evoked. What power he had. Oh, but on that fateful day, on his way to Damascus. My Bible, Acts 9, says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone, just so for Peter, showed from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by hand and brought him into Damascus. He was 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now, what I love about this is that suddenly Jesus shows up again. Suddenly he shows up in light. Suddenly he gives the example to Saul who he needs to be. Suddenly Jesus removes the basket. So I need you all to know, if you are being a basket or you just feel like, you know what, Andrew, I'm just comfortable underneath this basket. I made a cute little home. It's a cute little studio apartment. Got $1,200 for it if I wanted to here in LA. I'm just going to stay here. I want you to know that Jesus can remove that basket. Can remove that basket. My goodness gracious. I wish I could tell my 16, 17-year-old self back at that school assembly. The reason why I admire the cheerleaders that much was because it wasn't because of their flips and their moves and their dancing, even though that was awesome. It was because the encouragement that they offered the student athletes. It was the encouragement that they offered us, the students. And what I realize now, 20-some years later, is that that encouragement is the light that the Lord gave me to give to you all. That's how I shine, is with encouragement. And I want you guys to think about, I know Pastor Bridie last week talked about Soul Force, and she gave you guys an assignment to work on. And I don't necessarily have an assignment because I'm the substitute, but I want y'all to think about, what is your light? What is the light that you are going to shine onto this world? What is this light that people are going to notice and say, "Hey, what's that? What's that? Something special about you? Is that a new blouse? Is that some new cologne? What is that? I want to know more. What is that light?" You know, I always give y'all a retro moment, right? You know I love a retro moment. I was thinking about the cartoon series, The Care Bears. Y'all remember them? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excellent. There was a gentle heart and tender heart and lion heart, a lot of hearts. And there was a birthday bear, and they would all live together in harmony. They were different colors. They were different shapes. They were different animals, different colors, different shapes. Nobody's an animal. That's okay. And they would just live in harmony. Harmony. Anyways, oh, goodness. And they had this evil guy always on their case. His name was No Heart. You know why they called him that? Because he didn't have a heart. And so he would constantly try to destroy them. And they would always do what they call the Care Bear Stare. They count down 4, 3, 2, 1, and they stand up tall, and the light just shoot from their tummies, or if you go to the gym, your abdominal areas, and it would just shine. And the more light the more of them that was together, the brighter the light was. And finally, No Heart couldn't take it anymore, and he'd run off to his mansion in the evil side of the neighborhood, and he would cry and be sad. But we have a light within us. What would happen if this church, this congregation, got together and started to shine? What would happen if we all stood up and started to shine? Y'all can get ready. I didn't tell them when to go. Y'all can go. Okay. I didn't give them a cue. I'm so sorry. And so I'll stall. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. What would happen if we all decided to shine? What would happen if we, like the Care Bears, stood up and shone our light? We're going to be going to conference soon, and as you guys know, it's divided, and it might be ugly, and these are our brothers and sisters, but we know better now. If we were to tell them, you're wrong and we're right, that's basket talk. We're not going to do that. We're light. We know what God called us to do, so we're just going to show up in love. These folks are going to sing their faces off when they go to conference, and people are going to feel something. People might even be changed because they're being a light. I wonder what would happen if Harmony really got serious and decided, you know what, we're going to be a light. We're going to, like Pastor Bridie said last week, live that Beatitudes lifestyle, and I'm going to shine my light. And maybe we could shine it for the Valley, or maybe we could shine it for Toluca Lake. And even if we got to start small and just shine it for Cahuenga Boulevard, we're just going to shine. We're just going to shine because God put this light in us, and who am I to put it under a basket? It's 2020. I'm no longer putting stuff under a basket anymore. I'm going to shine. I'm going to not even shine. I'm going to shine bright. Huh? I'm going to shine bright because I was thinking about all of my blessings, and I was thinking about all those who care for me and love me, and all of a sudden, I got excited, and it just makes me want to shine. I don't know which Care Bear I am. You could tell me after service, but I'm just going to stand up and shine, and even if I got to do it by myself, I'm going to do the Care Bear stare. Maybe we'll call it the Harmony stare. You know, we'll just copyright it for me, but we'll just do the Harmony stare and just shine, because God instructed us to be a light, and I'm going to be obedient to God. I'm going to be willing to shine. I don't have to be perfect. Peter and I don't have to be perfect. I might be sick. I might be down. It might be down and out like the woman with the issue of blood, but I'm going to shine. I might have made tons of mistakes living that basket like life like Saul, but I'm going to shine. I'm going to shine. We're going to shine. God bless you.
Before we sing this last song together, I just have a couple of announcements. If you want to do the blessing bags with us, who's leading the blessing bag ministry after church? I think it's Jason. Well, if you want to, please stay after so you can build those with us. Also, I want to give a shout out really quickly to my very good friend and our drummer, Griffin. He's going to be leaving us for 3 months to go on tour with Alan Stone. So, congratulations. We love you. We're going to miss you. Now, please stand and pass the peace of Christ with your neighbor before we sing this last song together.
Your praise will ever be on my list, ever be.
Go in peace.